Okay. Shalom. Be'ez Hashem, we have shiur today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Be'ez Hashem. So today is regular till 2:30. Tomorrow's Tuesday is early. And we'll also do an early Wednesday, you know. I'll let you know tomorrow the exact time, what time we should do the Wednesday shiur, because this way ensure people have what to do, cleaning up things, you know. And then Be'ez Hashem, after Pesach, we start that Monday, right? The Monday after Pesach ends on a Shabbos. And then Sunday, I guess, is called the travel day. And then Monday, we should begin. Okay. So today's shiur is about Ochel I've mentioned this several times during the year, this connection, that the Gemara says if you eat matzah, the Yerushalmi, on Erev Pesach, it's like being together with your Arusa in her father's home. We know that you're not allowed to be with your wife until she's in a suo. She comes and moves into your home. But if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach, it's like you're together. The woman, no, the old days, a man was Mekadesh and Isha, and then they didn't live together for a year. Right? He said, Arei Mekudeshesli, so she's an Eshes Isha, and then she still lived with her father's house. And then there was a year, and then they had the chuppah a year later. Not like today, you do it all at once. So it's so interesting that the Gemara. As the Yerushalmi is going to have a parallel to if somebody eats matzah on Erev Pesach, which he's supposed to wait till the Seder to eat matzah. He's not supposed to eat on Erev Pesach. He eats matzah on Erev Pesach. It's like he was together with his wife before she became a nesua, when she's just an arusa, when she's still in her father's home, he was baalah. Idea jumping the gun, but I'd like to try to develop it more and understand it in a greater level. So the source of this statement is a Yerushalmi on page 1 here in the 10th parak halach aleph, where it says Amar of Levi ha'ochel matzah be'erev Pesach. That if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach, it's like Baal Arusosu Bebeis Chamav, and Baal Arusosu Bebeis Chamav is Loka. Meaning you get Machas Margaritus Midrabban. So it's an interesting connection. I mean, both ideas, you didn't wait till the time you were supposed to. In other words, when you get married, the old days, you do Kedushin, you're supposed to wait a year and then cohabit with your wife when you had the Nesuin. So you didn't wait a year. You already cohabited before. So too, you're not supposed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. He's supposed to wait till the Seder night, and he didn't wait. So that's the superficial comparison. But the question is there a more deeper idea that's being said? Meaning, Beis Chama means. Well, that's where she is. Meaning, she goes. In other words, he's Makadisher. And then she goes home to her father. That's where she's been living till now. So she didn't move in with him. So where else is she? It's not like today people have their own apartments, you know. You either live with your husband or you live by your father. Yeah, I'm saying that in those days, it's not like they had the, you know, like you can live in the West Side, you can live here, you can live there, you know, Washington Heights. You either live by, they didn't have those situations. So either you're living by your father or you're living by your husband. You know, so she's still in the sewer. She's living with her parents. So he goes and he is bala resoso bebeis kamov. Okay. Now, there is a machlokas between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor regarding what time of the day is Matzah Oser on Erev Pesach. So the Ramban on page 2 Ramban and Milchames Hashem, page. Let me show you which line. So it says the first word on the line is, the last word on the line is Usser. The last word on the line is Usser. Towards the bottom of the piece in the Melchemes Hashem. The word Usser, you see? Shekol Hayom Usser, Lechol Matzah. He says the whole day, in other words, even from the morning, you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Sheperuso Usser Kol Hayom. It doesn't say otherwise, so it's kol hayom, the whole day. In contrast to the Baal HaMor, on the left side, Mor HaKotan, the second arrow, in the middle it says, Vavagav dosim yishal me'ochel matzah ber pesach gebol harso beis chomav, hanimili mishay sho'osu l'malah. He says it's only Osir from Chatzos onward. But if you would like to eat matzah in the morning, according to the Baal HaMor, you could. It's only from Chatzos onward. Aval ad sheishos muter. Shvedeke nami midami le larusa. Zeu tamo shol rame. In other words, he's saying like this. Whereas how do we know? Maybe if you eat matzah, you know, some people have a minig, they don't eat matzah 30 days before Pesach, or they don't eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh. But all these are not really Medina. Medina, it's only Erev Pesach. And the question is, when on Erev Pesach? Is it Erev Pesach in the morning, the afternoon? So the Rishonim, both the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, assume like this, that the comparison is to an arusa. So arusa means she's already your wife, but you're still asatar, till nesuin, right? She's already your wife. You see, so it has to be, matzah has to be a time where we consider at least the matzah an arusa. Whereas before Erev Pesach, there's no Isser Chametz yet. On Erev Pesach, there's the concept of an Isser Chametz. So we're in the parsha of Chametz. So then you can consider it like an arusa, that something was chal already. So the Baal HaMor shita is, when is chametz osur midoraisa on Pesach? When does the isur doraisa to eat chametz on Pesach? Chatzos. So therefore, that's when it's considered, that's when the shame isur starts. So memela, that's when the isur matzah is. Because before chatzos, on a doraisa level, there's no isur chametz. So you wouldn't view the matzah like an arusa, which we're not in the parsha. The Ramban agrees to that, but the Ramban says that what? even from the morning, is asur. So 1 second. Even from the morning, Kaven Shabir Chametz Balaila. In other words, because already we started, you know, looking, doing Badika at night, we're starting to burn, we're starting to get rid of the whole process, we're starting already the night before. And there's some Rishon, I think, who hold even the night before is also. It could be that's what he's really saying also. Is he Dafkas?
He started the same.
But in other words, he's saying, in other words, from the beginning of the, from the night also, it's already. So there is something from the morning also. Now, is he saying that there should be an issur to eat even the night before? Could be maybe he's saying that. Maybe that's what he means. But he's learning the whole day, so maybe even the night before, according to the Ramban. But according to the Balamor, it's only based on the Zman Isra Achila. And the Zman Isra Achila Midaraisa is from Chatzos. But beforehand, there's nothing to speak about. Beforehand, there's nothing to speak about because there's no Isra Chometz, so then it's not shaykh to say that the matzah is like your arusa or something like that. Yeah, Adam?
Isn't the Rambam Nasis that's meant to say that the night is what transforms it into a
I don't know, so that's why I'm asking, which one is it? Nasis means it becomes arusa, but how do you know he doesn't mean right away? What are you saying?
I'm saying that the fact is that seemingly, if the Ramban had seen the Balamor, the fact is that in some sense he's arguing, the fact is that Kol Yom referring to the day, not until Chatzos, but the entire day, versus if he hadn't seen that or if he wasn't.
Entire day meaning?
Not just that opinion, then Kol Yom would more likely refer to the whole time period from the night before. But if he's. But seemingly he would. But
maybe. I mean, if you look at the Maral Miprag on page 10, you see where I put the arrow? Go a little further down. The first word on the line is Biyudalid. Biyudalid. The last word on the line says Vatam hu b'mnei shemin chatzos neser b'chomitz. He says, because the Izachomitz is Chatzos. Vadai lo higia shas matzah. Vadam yil arusa. So from Chatzos is like an arusa, because from Chatzos that you can't eat chametz, but matzah wasn't permitted till the night. So it's a similar thing to an arusa, that she's osur, she's an arusa, but you're not mutter to her till a year later. Vadam yil arusa shatash li shach. Vadai lo higia shas man lios. How come it doesn't say if you sit in the sukkah on Erev Sukkos, it's like Boel Arusasa? Right? Because there's no Isser on Erev Sukkos. It's not like it's also to be in your house on Erev Sukkos that you could say there's an Isser that was Chal. The Lo Nesa Abayis Meleishav Sham. אבל בערב פסח, the נסח חמץ, ולא הגיע הזמן למצה, זה הווי כבול הרוסוס ובייס חמץ. אבל משום, בואו הרוסוס ובייס חמץ, מה כינוס ומחס מרדוס. So that's what he writes. And if you look in the Rambam, it says, page 3, Osru Chachamim Lechol Matzah Be'erv Pesach Deshiye Heker Lachilos Le'erv. So he says, you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So he doesn't say when. So the Magen Mishnah says, Peshmel that's the Balamor, only from Chatzos. But he thinks that the Rambam holds Kol Hayom because the Rambam didn't say that it only means from Chatzos. So the simple pshat, it's Kol Hayom. So comes the Shibole Haleket. On page 5, he says, "Masha hishva ochel matzah be'er pesach lebal arusos beis chamav." The shemadil of tam shem shabal arusos beis chamav kodem shenichdes luchupa. See, a person who bal arusos beis chamav. Because if a person has relations with his wife before the chuppah, and the chuppah is where you say the shevah brachas, so he preempted before the saying of the shevah brachas. And we know that the shevah brachas is what's matir, kedam rinan, kala b'lo bracha, asura labayla, kenida. Kein ha'ochel matzah be'erv Pesach makdim lechol mimena kodem shivarach shevah brachos. So too, if a person eats matzah on erev Pesach, he's also eating matzah before shevah brachos, because he's going to make a calculation that the seven brachos that we say in the Haggadah till we get to matzah. And just like the person who was with his wife before, when she was an arusa, didn't wait till saying the shevah brachas, a person who's eating matzah on Erev Pesach also didn't wait for the shevah brachas. So what are the shevah brachas? Ve'lehein. Kos Rishon, So the first coasts, you say three brachas. Mivracha lov gimel brachas. Yayin, kiddush, and zman. Right? You make a berpeh gofen, you make mikadish shrov azmanim, and you make a shechion, right, on the first cup of wine. So that's already three brachas. Then achilas yirokos, right, karpas, you make a berpeh adoma, that's the fourth. Ariarba. Then the kosheni, shemvrachale la'achar ha'agoda, right, the kosheni is the fifth. And then the bracha on the matzah is hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, ana l'achilas matzah, that's seven. Hituna hamotzi v'alachilas matzah, is sheva brachos. Urtilas yadayim doesn't count because that's a side thing. Tilas yadayim lo choshiv she'efshar shalom notol yodu b'achila. V'tamok yitzah pichis b'dvash. What? Gal Yisrael. So why didn't he count Gal Yisrael? We'll have to see. But that's the Shiboli Lachetz thing. That's his cheshbon. Seven brachas. So if you eat matzah erev Pesach, you preempted the sheva brachas. Just like somebody who didn't wait till the chuppah and have the sheva brachas and with his wife, the same idea. Yeah. What? Right. In other words, he's saying that, well, the proper seder of making a seder is you must supposed to make kiddush. No, but let me ask you a question. Like the Makna says, even though lachatchilu makes shavu brachas, but the iser really. Kalablo brachas if you made none of them. Because if you made one of the brachas on the chuppah, the Sefer Machna says maybe that's not called kalablo brachas. In other words, lachatchila you're supposed to make seven brachas. Say you didn't make all seven brachas, you made just sos tosis. So the Machna says that she's no longer kalablo bracha. So that's how the Shibboleth HaLeket counts them. The Marivayel has a different counting. Take a look on page 6. Oh, who? Back to the Pech Sechilu Bol Arusos Beis Chomov. The kodim shehuto lo matzah by zayin brachas, mechein arusosu by zayin brachas. When nearly the zayin brachas heim, what are the seven brachas? Bor priagofen, kiddush, shechianu. Oh, so he doesn't count shechianu. You see, the shibboleth HaLeket counted shechianu. He says shechianu doesn't really, because shechianu you don't really have to say at the seder. Shechianu, the Gemara says afil b'shuk. Whereas, if you want to say Shechianu, walking home from shul, Pesach night, you can say it. Shechianu afil b'shuk. So, we happen to say it with the Kiddush, but it's really not an integral part of the Kiddush. If you want to say Shechianu anytime, you're walking in the shuk, you want to say Shechianu, it's fine. So he says, Shechianu doesn't think you should count. Ubracha de tibul rishon, and the bracha for karpas, because that's only for the kids. You only make the karpas just for the kids to get them interested. So you don't really count that either. So the first bracha again is the bar priya gofen, that's first coast. And then mekadesh yisrael v'azmanim. You know what the third one is? Who just asked me that? Asher galanu. Asher galanu. That's the third one. And then Bar Pri Adoma Dalet. What is that? What's Bar Pri Adoma? I thought he said before bracha de tibul rishon lo kachashiv. Maybe for the martyr. One second. Then he says al netilas yadayim is 5, hamotzi lechem is 6, and al chias mas is 7. If you don't, we don't assume that. But he says the tibul rishon you don't. If you look in the Maser Okeach on page 7, he writes, "Bishalmi Perak Avi Psochim, Amish Lokish Ochel Matzah Be'er Pesach Il Bola Rusosu Beis Choma Veloke, Fima Inyan Arusu Beis Choma Veitzel Matzah." Hello, Malacha. Ma also lavolea below bracha, below yud brachas. See, he says yud brachas. So what does that mean, yud brachas? So in the Sefer Seder Aruch, where he quotes all this, take a look. On page 12. Yesh me rishonim shemonu gam beinyan hanesuin teisha brachas. Shem shtayim shel erusin. In other words, on one hand you could say teisha brachas, because you have two brachas of erusin and sheva shel nesuin. Mokem b'matzah matzinu teisha brachas. And you count the Gal Yisrael and Brachas Yayin Shalach and the Kol Sheni. Okay. Yeah, he says 10. I don't know what 10 means exactly.
Arizal's count, second by
Rada. Well?
Arizal's count, second by Rada.
Yeah.
Where are we adding it?
And the Levush on page 8, the way he counts it, on the left side towards the bottom, Shivarach Zayin Brachas Kodim Shachal Matzah, Gon. Birkas Yayin Kiddush Zman Natilas Yadayim Bar Piradoma Di Rokos Momotzi and Alachilas Matzah. Now there's a fascinating piece in the Pri Megadim on page 9. Look what the Pri Megadim says. Ayin Rambam Zal Perek Vav Mechamit Umatz Alach Yud Beis. The Loke Machas Mardus. The Lachora Belel Tez Vav Below Bracha Nami Kikala Below Bracha. In other words, what if you would eat matzah when you come home from shul? You'd eat matzah right away. Whereas the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, "Ochel matzah be'erev Pesach." So that seemed to imply that if I would eat matzah, what? on Pesach itself at night, but I didn't wait for the rest of the Seder. I didn't do it in order. I ate it right away. Came home from shul, right away I ate matzah. So what's the story about that? Who said l'chor to be the same thing? It would be just as bad as eating matzah on Erev Pesach to eat matzah at night before you said the Sheva Brachas. Because Kala B'lo Bracha, literally what? The Sheva Brach, like the Shibbol HaLeket, Marivaya, Lulush, all these people. But then he says, look what he says. Omnam l'masha kosav ha-Beis Shmuel, but now we're going to put it in the whole year together. But according to the Beis Shmuel, that's like that Kala B'lo Bracha doesn't mean Bracha, but it means what?
Chuppah.
So once the night, that's like the chuppah. Once the night comes, that's the chuppah. So it's not kala below bracha, because kala below bracha doesn't mean literally bracha, it means chuppah. So it's true. You didn't. So once you the night, that's like you have the chuppah. Yeah. Right. So imke belayel yeshlomu de inloke makas mardus. Uda Mordechai mashman mitam brachas. So if you say the kal below brachas literally bracha, so then if you read ma, in other words, what's it then? We hit a guy, we give him makas mardus if a person eats matzah on Erev Pesach. So the prima gadim has a clear. What if you eat matzah at night before the seder? Is that also called? So what's the chuppah that's going on at the Seder night? What is that? What is that marriage that's going on at the Seder night? And I'm going to show you beautiful things from the... So it's a fascinating prima gadim. So this prima gadim puts together like everything that we did this year. So this whole discussion of the have a dinner of Ochel Matzah, Erev Pesach, the Bola Arsos, is only Erev Pesach? Or is even the night of the Seder, if you didn't wait you get Makas Marjus if you would call it a bracha, literally. No brachas. You just came home, you're hungry, give me a matzah.
Where did the Makas Marjus come from? That was on the Gemara, the Yishlami said that was on the Lower Rizos of Bezah Chana.
Right.
Didn't say the Makas Marjus are Ayyam Makas Matzah. Which is something that you're getting Makas Marjus for eating matzah of Erev Pesach?
The Rambam. Yeah. Look, Osu Chachamim, page 4. Lechol Matzah, Michal Matzah, Machin Osu Machas Mardus. Meredith. Oh, so now. Yeah.
The brachas that we added, either way, only one of them really applied to either of them. Either the brachas that we added, Asher Galanu and Kosheni, which Asher Galanu, the Mari Vial has, and Kosheni, the Shibbol HaLeket has, so really that only gets you to 8. Because inevitably, the two brachas that you're adding, one of them overlaps with each of them.
Right, so the question is, why? How do you count 7?
So if she go on like a discount, the Marivaya like discount.
I'm saying, and then when we say that we had the two other ones.
I mean, it's nice that we make these brachas, but the question is, maybe like Shachyonu shouldn't count because it's really not part of the Seder, which Shachyonu shouldn't count. So maybe that shouldn't count.
He wants to say the nine
brachas.
I'm saying, when we add the two more to get us to nine, yeah. The fact is, really, you're only adding one to each, because one of them overlaps with each of the two opinions.
Yeah, okay. What can I do? But it's that Pashas is set. Okay. So now, the rest of the packet from page 14 and on, I want to show you. So obviously, the way these Rishonim are learning is that the night of the Seder is like the Suah. So who's the Chassid, who's the Kallah, what's the Suah that's going on Pesach night? So we'll start on page 14. In the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, the Kojna Tzemagid. So, Kol Difchin Yese V'Yechol, right? Kol Ditzrich Yese V'Yifsach. So what does that mean? So Pashup Shad means we're telling the Aniyim they can come and join us. And everybody asks the famous question, you know, Korban Pesach, you can't just show up at the doorstep. You have to be Nisman at Korban Pesach. Because if somebody knocks on your door to say tonight, he can come in, he can eat the matzah, but he can't eat the Korban Pesach because he wasn't Nisman. So Malbim writes in his Haggadah that this originally was used to be said in the daytime. Now we don't have a Korban Pesach, we just, as a zecher to what we used to say, but it's called Difchin Yesev Yech, called Disr Yesev Yivsach, being come in to eat the Korban Pesach, was originally said early in the day when it's still Shaykh to be Nismana on Korban Pesach. So he writes, called Difchin Yesev Yech, and the Hainu, Sha'anu, Mispalim, Labore Baruchu, Hanikra Kol. That kol is the Ribono Shel Olam. V'kofin u'mishtokek l'siyached imanu. Dichvin, he has a desire. So kol means the Ribono Shel Olam is mishtokek. He's desiring to cling on to us, to have yichud with us. V'yasa l'man shemol l'zuchusenu shenokal nuchal l'siyached imo. וזה יכול ויש ויכול כי הליכי לכו לשון זיווג. In other words, sometimes in Pesukim and Mishlei, Achal Mochsa Piha, it's referring to cohabiting. So it means that either we're cohabiting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we're saying to the Kol, Adon Kol, who's the Mishtoke, Yechisei V'Yechol, he should come in and cohabit with us, have a close relationship with us. Kol Ditzrich, Ratzaloma, Mashi Yirza, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyase Lo, Kemelech, Shemetzave Lavodov, Yese V'Yifsach, Loshem Pesach, Sheyovo Vidaber Im Amo Yisrael. He should come and speak to us. You go, Yese V'Yifsach, you speak to us. Because Pesach, you know, the Arizal, two words, Pesach, the mouth speaks. So we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to come in, to cohabit, to speak. And that's the... So there is, obviously, the way Kojna Tzemagid learns, is some type of unique request that we're having from the Ribbono Shel Olam to come and create this intimate union. So there's some type of chasana going on between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that makes very well sense if you assume like the what the Shibbol HaLeket says, and the, you know, the Israeli Sheva Brach is going on. It's a tremendous union that's going on with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Tiferes Shloimo of Radomsk, he bolsters this idea even further. So if you take a look, the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, page 15. Vayoma Moshe, Koama Hashem, Karatzos Halayla Ani Yotze Besoch Mitzrayim. So, Kachatzos Halayla. So, we know that Chazal say, why did he say Kachatzos Halayla instead of Bachatzos Halayla? Because normally you'd say Bachatzos, at this time, 12 midnight, Hashem is Yotze. So, Rashi says, or the Gemara says rather in Brachas, that Kachatzos means approximately. So, no one. Because the astronomers might say, oh, he says it, and they might be off, and then they'll say Hashem Chas V'Shalom is not telling the truth. So not to, there shouldn't be any question. So he said approximately, so no one will hold you on it if it's not exactly according to your calculations. But the Radomsky Rebbe says a fascinating idea. And then he speaks also about the pasuk, next pasuk, page 17. Imimat habayis mios miseh, velachachu ushcheinu hakorov el beso. In other words, if you don't have enough people to eat the whole korban pesach, so you get your neighbors to join in, right? Who was Shechino? So now I'm going to show you a fascinating idea from the Tiferes Shloimo. Page 20. V'akachu Shechino hakarav b'yisur mekstach salash yit v'chol v'chos oset. Nearly the Rami's pasuk says, "Al malos v'govus halayla hazos shel Pesach." That this night is a special night. And they kvarnis by inyan she'omar Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kachatzos halayla v'lo omar bachatzos." Right? He says kachatzos and he doesn't say bachatzos. K'mashik shu zeh b'gemara. Hazeh b'vor apim hamavua b'zor hakadosh. Iker Hanes Malayla Hazeh Hayabachatzos Halayla. He says the Iker Nes was at Chatzos. Shu Eis Rotzo. What does Hashem normally do at Chatzos? Chatzos is Eis Rotzon. Shekhavish Brochu Nichnos Lagan Eden. Every night at Chatzos, Hashem pays a visit in Gan Eden. Lishtashaya. B'neshamos ha-tzadikim. And he spends time enjoying the neshamos of tzadikim in Gan Eden every night at Chatzos. However, the Leil Pesach, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim that night, instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing his regular routine of going into Gan Eden and being involved with the Neshamas HaTzadikim, he made an appearance in Mitzrayim. V'oso Chatzos Shel Pesach lo nichnas l'Gan Eden. But he made a special appearance in Mitzrayim to free the Jewish people. Ki im liftos Yisrael Mitzrayim. And that's Pshat Kachatzos. K'mo b'chol Chatzos halayla ani yotze l'Gan Eden. Kachatzos means like this. Normally, the regular routine of the chatzos, kachatzos, what I normally do is I go to the Gan Eden, but now in lieu of kachatzos, what I normally do, ani yotze me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm changing my routine, and I'm going to go to Mitzrayim to redeem the Jewish people. So, continues, based on the Zohar, that now became the regular routine for Pesach night. Just like the first Pesach, when we were in Mitzrayim, instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to Gan Eden, to be what he normally does every night at Chatzos, to be Mishtasheya B'Neshamos Tzadikim, every Pesach night, he's going to what? He's going to go to Klal Yisrael, to the Seder. Instead of going to Gan Eden, to Nishmas Tzadikim, just like the first Pesach night, he went to Mitzrayim, so too every subsequent Pesach night is going to be a change of routine. No more that he's going for what? To Gan Eden? And that's what it says in the Zohar. Ki b'chol leil Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'aneg im kol ha'falmalyo sholamalo. Whereas he comes with an entourage Pesach night to the Seder. He doesn't just come alone. He comes with an entourage. Mi'ashiris v'tishbuchos v'aseidu v'sibu yusisra b'lai v'azeh. The Einu Nichnas leGan Eden, and he doesn't go to Gan Eden b'chatzos Laila, but rather he chooses to come to everyone's Seder, to hear the Shiras v'Sishpachos at the Seder instead of going to Gan Eden. Kiim l'shmo Shiras v'Sishpachos Yisrael. V'nezel sh'ramos akosu b'zeh ki b'Laila hazeh shel Pesach. And what does it say? V'lakach hu yizkeh likach HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenikra hu v'yikhu hu truma v'zeh lakach hu u'shcheino. Lakach hu u'shcheino is referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's going to come with all his neighbors, meaning what? All the malachim are going to come with him. Hu u'shcheino. Ramaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchinte. And the shchina karor v'albeisu heim and the whole entourage, the mixas nefashos, the nefashos tzadikim shemegan Eden, kulam nikvitzu, uba Hashem el Kisrael in kol kedosh of imo, l'shmo l'kabel hamitzvos ha'maisim tovim shel Yisrael ba'olam hazeh. So he's going to come, and that's where Chachu Ushcheino. And then continuing on page 21. Vezehu ish lefi ochlo tachosu alaseh. Hu lefi kavonas achiloso yichavin lahamshich rachamim chasodim al Yisrael. Vezehu tachosu loshen kisoy. Lechasos lechasos al Yisrael. He's coming to cover up Klal Yisrael, to protect them. Shehem Seh Pezura, because Klal Yisrael is the Seh. He's watching his sheep. Shnayim Shachu Pesach Echav Chalusim Shemim. Malkdu Zeh Bachil Pesach, Davku Vachil Skotchim. Ki Laila Zeh Melch Hashchir Chol Mishartei Elen, Kulam Boim Lolo Mazel Yishtashem Yisrael. Ki Ochel Lashom, so you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a special appearance. And this, as you see from the Kosher Tzemagid, Kol is, we're saying Kol Divchim, Kol is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yesei v'yechol means he should come and Yechol means that intimate relationship. And that's what the Tiferet Shlomo says. And now we understand the idea that the night of Pesach is the chasana between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Sheva Brachas night. You have to wait. You can't eat matzah before. The Sheva Brachas. and Rachachu Ushchena. Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Falmalia delay of coming into the Seder. And now it all fits in. It fits in. The Shibboleth HaLeket with the Marivayel and the Yerushalmi with this idea as well. And then, one second, and then the Era Shlomo, again on page 22, says matzos teyachel b'makom kadosh b'chatzar ol moed yachluha. From avur, fenim l'rami sheyachin es atzmo kodem pesel l'kadosh l'tay es atzmo lios kli muchsha yovel socho hamatza b'makom kadosh. ואז בחצר אול מועד יאכלוה. שהמקום שהוא עתה פה הוא כמו חצר אול מועד. Whereas it says, מצוס תאכל במקום קדוש, בחצר אול מועד יאכלוה, he says, רמז, that a person when he's eating matzah, he has to prepare himself from before that he should be a mokum haroy lashros hashchina. Matzos teyachel, when you eat the matzos teyachel, it has to be ready by mokum kodesh. Because there's hashros hashchina. I mean, he's going to say later, last line, mora godol zegilu shchina. ואז בחצר על מועד יאכלו, שיהיה המקום שהוא עתה פה כמו חצר על מועד. זה שאומר בתרגום יונסון, פרסס יסור, ויעשה אתכם על כנפי נשורים, right, the famous תרגום יונסון says that when כלל ישראל was in Mitzrayim, and they brought the Korban Pesach, כי בשעס עשי את Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, היה עומר ענון עושה אוסם, the עומר ענון transferred them to Eretz Yisrael, to Har Bais, to do the Korban Pesach, and then brought them back. Yeah. Airplane. Shem Yosu Lomachras HaPesach. Kwein Atav Achilas Matzah, Chavonu Chonu B'Kiddush of Tara. Skapel Kinas Eretz Yisrael Tachtov Mekomo Kodesh Mekinas Chatzar Ol Moed. זה יש ישב הפוסק תכסיב ויקב יחו אל הארץ ועבדת עבודה הזוס בחודש הזה. זה משהו ככל המצוס הנוגס בפסח הם דווקא המצוס הנוגס בפסח הם דווקא בי עצו הארץ. זה תמוע, לא הם המצוס קוי מגוף. What do you mean? כמעט יוכל לא בו מכין עצמם מוקם שהוא אומר עתה אם הוא אוכל בקדושה בחון הראויה. So he says that's פשט בחון Chol dor vador chayav odom lisras asmo kiul yotze mitzrayim. Kien yitzis mitzrayim hush odom yotze mimasa hayetze. But as yitzis mitzrayim, everyone has a private yitzis mitzrayim. Because everyone is meshuba to the yitzahara. And when they get freed from the yitzahara, that's like a yitzis mitzrayim. And then they create them themselves a makom kadosh. A roi for Hashras Hashchina. So that's the Hachana for Pesach. Because HaKadosh Baruch is coming to everyone Seder. Lakachu Ushchena HaKarov El Beiso. Ish Tachoso Al HaSeh. We're the Seh. He's coming to protect us. And we're inviting him. Kol Difchin is inviting the Ribbono Shel Olam to the Seder. Kol Ditzrich Yeseh V'Yifsach. Kol Difchin, that's what the Kosher Tzemach says. Someone has that shuka. Yesi v'yecho. Kol Ditzrich, Masha Yitzchak, Rosh Baruch Hu, Yesol Kemelech, Shem Tzavel Avodav. He's the Ditzrich. He's the Mitzaveh. V'zeh b'mor ha'godol z'gidnei shechina. K'sher k'var b'yarnu m'gidol k'dushas layla z'os asher Hashem Yisbarach k'vayecho m'zbadik v'olecho m'b'nei Yisrael k'chatzos ha'layla n'yotzei b'soch Mitzrayim. Ki b'chol chatzos ha'layla, all the rest of the year, Hashem Yisbarach nichtas b'Gan Eden. Chatzos ha'layla Gan Eden, lishtashay, as he said before, im nafshos in tzadikim. From the Kosev Zohar Kodesh, a melech shav migina sabita. Ach balayla zos einu nichnas l'Gan Eden. He doesn't make his usual stop to Gan Eden. Rach betoch b'nei Yisrael ha'osim b'tzono b'mitzas ha'noagim balayla hazos. B'achilis matzah sir svi Yisrael. Zesh Omar Umora Godol Zagila Shina. Mora Godol Zagila Shina. And that's why I Rav Karelenstein, one of his farm, I quote in one of my farm from Rav Karelenstein, that's why it says what does it say? Kacha Tochlu, Vasnechem Chagurim, Nalechem, Paraglechem, Akelchem Biedchem. You should have your stick ready, your shoes on, ready to leave. Well, what's the chiddush? Of course, you have to tell me that when you're ready to leave, you should put on your shoes and you have your stick on? No. So Rav Karelenstein says a murderdicket vort. I think maybe from Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin. I think maybe he's quoting from Yeshua Leib. You will check. Because when you have Kedushas Harabayas, you're not allowed to go into the Harabayas with shoes on, with your money belt on, with your stick. So the chiddush over here is, even though you have Kedushas Harabayas now in your house, in Mitzrayim, the Shekhinah is here. So you would think it's usher. So still, they were told to do it to show their amuna that they're actually leaving. But normally, it would be usher, Gimel Shekhinah. When there's Gimel Shekhinah Harabayas, you can't wear shoes. Shalom Alecha Mir Al Rablecha. Admas Kodesh. You can't wear a money belt. Those are the whole thing that the Gemara tells us. This night is different. Mora Godol Zegilu Shemitah. Kalav Lo Bracha. Asur L'Bayin L'Kinit. Sheva Brachas. Either Prima Gadol says Kalav Lo Bracha, Kalav Lo Chuppa. Question whether it applies to night. Either way, Asur L'Bayla Kenida. And that's what Pesach night is all about. This is a special relationship with the Seder night that we have with the Rebbeinu. And we're asking him, besides the Pashup Shat, that we're asking Aniyim to come in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Divkin, says the Kosher Tzemagid, because he's the one who has the yearning towards us. And called Ditzrich. Masha Yirtze, Kosher Yitzhak Melech, Shemitz, Tzavel Avodah, Yesev Yivsach. Sheyobo Vidaber, we want him to come speak. And that's why the special night. Besides the idea that Maral asks, how come we don't say Kol Ha'ochel B'Sukkah Terev Pesach Kibbol? So he says because there's no Isser to eat in the house. And on the one hand, Sukkah is also considered, you know, the Shem Shmuel writes, again, the Heviyari and Malachadarov. It's also a type of Yifrit. It's also a type of close. That's Prague writes, Manyedu, Yidiyah is also Pesach. So Sukkot does have certain aspects that we're articulating here for Pesach as well. But that's you know, the Vilna brought in the Siddur of the Vilna Gaon. Atabrachatani was Pesach, a hafto of son of Shavuos, and Ratzisa Baru was Sukkos. But the Bechira, Am Bechira, the choice, B'nei Bechari Yisrael, is Pesach. Atabrachatani. A hafto son of, he gave us the Torah that chose Avon. Ratzisa Bono is the Mechila, that's how some explain. But what I wanted to, and that's, you know, there's a famous vort that's brought over, Shechter pointed out in Rav Avadi Yosef's Haggadah, has it. It's four different older sources that we start off the Haggadah in Aramaic. Why do we start off the Haggadah with Aramaic? It's because the Gemara tells us that you're not supposed to daven in Aramaic because the Malachim don't understand it, so they can't bring up the tefillas to Hashem. So you can't daven in Aramaic. But the Gemara says in Shabbos, but if you're in front of the Choyla, then you can daven in Aramaic. Because the Shechina, the Shara, on the Chayla. So the Shechina is right there. The Shechina understands Aramaic. You don't need Malachim to bring it up. It's right there. So that's what these Mepharshim say. Say tonight, we start with Aramaic to show that there's a Hashras HaShechina. Show that there's a Hashras HaShechina. So we start the Seder in Aramaic. Because the only time you're allowed to speak in Aramaic is when there's Hashras HaShechina. Right here. Like when the Chayla, Ashras Ashkina. Normally say don't have an Aramaic because we need the Malachim to bring the Tefillahs up. But when we don't need the Malachim to bring the Tefillahs up because there's Ashras Ashkina, then we could even daven in Aramaic. And that's the idea of Leil HaSeder. And that's how we start off these Mepharshim explaining. Halach Manya, Tiachalu Avasana. And this is this man. It's Kalabalo Bracha. And we have cups of wine, all the things that we're talking about that you have at a wedding. The Alayayin. Just like we have Sheva Bracha Sal Hayayin at a chuppah. Yeah. So the Seder night is Alayayin. Because it's a chasana going on. It's a chasana with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we have the Shevar Brachas, and that's why the Matzah is Asura, Kala Belo Bracha. Ochel Matzah Berav Pesach, Gibor Olam Rososo, the Beis Kamos. But that, you know, just like every wedding, the wedding is the beginning, and then you have to continue the relationship. The rest of the Shalom shouldn't fall apart. So that's the beginning, and then that should be Mechazik us. Now we have to continue the relationship, keep the relationship going. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like any time you meet someone new, but then and you have a good time and then you part ways and you don't keep up the relationship, it withers away. So the same thing with Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to keep up that relationship. And that's what the relationship, the chasana night is the Pesach Seder. That's the chasana. That's Bo'al HaRusasa. That's Kalab Lo Bracha. And that's Kol Tifchin Yesei V'yechol. That's lachachu u'sheino b'michsus nefashos tachosu al aseh seh pezura Yisrael. And that Bez Hashem should be mekuyam, the relationship, and ultimately to lead us to the ultimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shana Haba Yisholayim.